A new study from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention finds the rise of STDs nationwide broke a new record for the fifth consecutive year. KUNR's On Gray reports Nevada continues to top the list for the highest rate of primary and secondary syphilis.
A syphilis infection has four stages, each marked by different symptoms. Jennifer Howell is a sexual health expert with the Washoe County Health District. She says that during the primary stage, a person typically gets a sore or sores at the original site of infection.
They're very, very infectious, but they don't hurt. And if you were to look at a picture of them, you would think, oh my gosh, that has to be the most painful thing ever. But it's not. So if it's in a place where somebody can't see it, the mouth, the vagina, rectally, or if a partner doesn't see it, and let them know. Nobody's going to know it's there.
Nevada also ranks second in the nation for congenital syphilis. Howell explains that unless people get tested and treated for the disease, pregnant women can pass along the infection to their unborn child.
So then now, because we have had the increase of syphilis here, so then there came the congenital cases, because many women aren't going to test until they have prenatal care and they go and do their first tests.
Congenital syphilis may also lead to miscarriage and premature birth. Up to 40% of babies born to untreated mothers with syphilis may be stillborn or die from the infection as a newborn. The state also has high cases of other STDs like chlamydia and gonorrhea. On Gray for KUNR News.